there. This is your ranch foreman, Big Jack Little, inviting you to join us for a shindig of Western music and song, starring your favorite singing cowboy, Gene Autry.
You stole my heart, but it wasn't steep from the start. It belonged to you. I had some dreams, but I wasn't dreaming, because it seems that they've all come true. I don't know why, I don't know when, you wandered by, and darling, I knew then. You stole my heart, but it wasn't stealing. I found my love when you stole my heart. I don't know why, I don't know when, you wandered by, and darling, I knew then. You stole my heart, but it wasn't stealing. I found my love when you stole my heart.
Well, thank you.
Now, that there is what I call real singing. Yes, sir, old Jonathan Q. Bond puts his stamp of approval on that darn.
Well, thank you very, very much, Johnny.
All right.
You know, it isn't often that you're so generous with such kind words.
Well, I like to encourage a young feller now and then. Can't tell, someday you're liable to mount to something.
You mean something like Jonathan Q. Bond?
Well, now, I wasn't going to mention it, but a young feller just starting out could learn a lot from me.
Such as?
Well, such as knowing how to make a success out of yourself. You know, it ain't easy.
Mm-mm.
Took me years to get where I am today.
Mm-hmm.
But look what I've got to show for it. Look at me now.
Yeah, I've been looking for months, and those bow legs haven't changed a bit.
That ain't what I'm talking about.
Well, what are you talking about, then?
I'm talking about the finer things in life. Refinement and culture.
Aye. Johnny, what makes you think that you know so much about culture?
I've been reading a book about it.
Oh.
Tells you how to say hello and how to say goodbye, how to get up and how to sit down, and how to drink your coffee, how to sip your soup, and all the kinds of stuff like that there.
Well, did you learn anything?
I sure did. I'll tell you what. You and Lou pretend that you've come over to my house for a spot of tea. I'll show you how a good hostess greets her guests.
You're a host. A hostess is a woman.
Look, who's coming to whose house?
All right, then. All right. Here we come in the door.
Why, my dear Mr. Autry and dear Mr. Crosby, how do you do?
Hiya, Johnny, what's cooking?
I beg your pardon. What is this here cooking you refer to?
The new Mr. Bond doesn't understand that kind of talk,
Lou. I see.
You have to say, what scintillating things have you been up to lately?
Oh, is that... tell me, Mr. Bond, what scintillating things have you been up to lately, old boy?
Oh, you know, out of the sack, hit the saddle, then back in the sack again.
Well, that's just about what I thought. You know, I think you better stick to being a cowboy, John.
Well, I still think that knowing them things is important. I can just hear you now. Now, instead of saying to me, hey, Johnny, go down and saddle up my horse, you would say, John, old fella, wouldst thou be kind enough, at thou's convenient, to put a spot of riding habit on my mouth?
Oh, brother. Well, if you don't mind, I'll just keep right on the more direct method. And then I know I'll get some work done. For instance, all I have to say to the Cass County boys is, sing, boys, and they sing, like this.
Makes no difference where I roam, there's one place I see. Oklahoma City, that's the town for me. Met the cutest little gal, pretty as can be. Oklahoma City, you've been good to me. I'll settle down to married life, start a family tree. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 little Indians bouncing on my knee. When my heart is full of love, happiness is free. Oklahoma City, that's the town for me. We've been around quite a lot in our time. We've seen quite a bit of this country and climbed some places we've been to. Oh boy, it's a crime. Take us back to Oklahoma. Take us back to Oklahoma. Been around from coast to coast, north, south, east, and west. Oklahoma City seems to be the best. Fixing up a bungalow, feather in my nest. Oklahoma City, town of peace and rest. The best is none too good for me, but who could ask for more? 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 little Indians playing on the floor. When you travel down our way, stop a while and see. O-K-L-A-H-O-M-A, Oklahoma City's for me.
Well, that's mighty fancy blending there, boys. We'll keep you on payroll for at least another 2 weeks.
Say, Gene, what's this Smiley Burnett's been telling me about him being in a gold rush of 49?
What?
And that's what he told me. But you know that'd make him over 100 years old?
It would also make him the world's greatest, the world's most outstanding and biggest liar.
Well, now, I heard what you said, and I'm just going to pretend that I didn't. What were you two fellas talking about?
The gold rush.
Oh, yeah, the gold rush. Say, this is a lovely day, ain't it?
Say, now, wait just a minute here. What about the gold rush?
Oh, I think it's a good idea. I'll see you later.
Now, oh, no.
I just got a phone call. My sister's very sick.
You never had a sister.
Oh, well, maybe it's my brother.
You never had a brother.
Well, maybe it's my mother, and try to get out of that one.
Well, say, what's this stuff that you've been telling Lou Crosby about being in the gold rush of 49?
Well, what's so strange about that?
Nothing, except that it took place 97 years ago.
It did.
It most certainly did.
Oh, maybe your calendar's wrong.
Go on, tell him what you told me, Smiley.
Yeah, come on, Smiley. Tell me what you told Lou.
The very same thing.
The very same thing.
Well, all right, since you insist, I will. Well, one day, me and a friend of mine named Schwartz from Dallas was minding our own business in a little town of Gnawbone, Texas.
And what was this business you were minding?
Well, a couple of my friends was out to a show and we was minding their baby.
That's just what I thought. All right, go on with your story.
Well, all of a sudden we got a telephone call that gold had been discovered in California.
Oh, hold it just 1 minute. No. They didn't even have telephones in those days.
They didn't? Well, maybe that's why when I said hello, nobody answered.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
Well, anyway, me and Schwartz...
From Dallas.
Yeah, we packed up and left for California. When we got there, prospectors was panning gold as fast as their hands would let them. There was so many carrots, they was using them in salad. Well, Schwartz...
From Dallas.
Yeah, same one. We found ourselves a stream and started panning for ourselves.
Uh-huh.
3 weeks later, we started back to Gnawbone. Our pockets and satchels crammed with solid gold nuggets. Soon I became known as Nugget Burnett.
From Gnawbone.
Yeah. The city put up a statue of me in the park, and mothers started calling their little babies Little Smiley.
Uh-huh.
But alas, it happened. You know that was too good to be true.
Uh-oh, here it comes.
One day, I laid my nugget bag down on the kitchen table, and my old lady thought it was a flour bag, and all my nuggets wound up in an angel food cake.
What happened?
Look, solid tooth filling. Look at that.
Oh, no.
Oh, brother. This is the end.
Yeah, well, you're right. It pretty near is. All except for one just little tiny song here that I want to sing.
Uh-huh. Well, I guess we might as well get it all over with at one time. Go ahead.
Here I go. Oh, give me some harmony grip.
Can you spare a few more, friend, for me?
And some red sugar-cured ham.
I love that. Way back on the hog.
Give me a great big bowl of brown flour gravy.
That red eye.
I'd be such a happy man.
Well, I would be miserable, but...
I'd like to see those magnolias.
Ain't they pretty in the spring?
And those pink azaleas in bloom.
I can see one now right there in my buttonhole.
Yeah, let me up to that long white table.
Scoot over, fella.
And give me lots of elbow room.
Elbow.
Then pass me those... Mammy fried hokey.
That's some way down this end, boy.
And some good old black-eyed peas.
And Maine, that's beans.
Give me a hay rack full of hot buttered biscuits.
Is that a big hay rack, fella?
Make my coffee black, if you please.
I'd admire a little cream.
Won't you feed me a la Dixie?
What about baby?
In a style so grand.
What you want to help? yourself in, boy.
You're gonna have yourself a happy man.
Sorghum molasses.
You're gonna have yourself a happy man.
Cook it up, that boy. Cook it up, that
boy. Well, thank you very, very much, Frog. And now, folks, I'd like to sing a beautiful song for all of our neighbors south of the border. It's a song about a boy and girl and how they fell in love. So here is, it happened in Monterey a long time ago. I met her in Monterey in old Mexico. Stars and steel guitars and luscious lips as red as wine broke somebody's heart, and I'm afraid that it was mine. I left her in Monterey without thinking twice. I left her and threw away the key to paradise. My indiscreet heart longs for the sweetheart that I left in old Monterey.
It happened in Monterey a long time ago. He met her in Monterey in old Mexico.
Stars and steel guitars and luscious lips as red as wine broke somebody's heart, and I'm afraid that it was mine.
It happened in Monterey without thinking twice. He left her and threw away the key to paradise.
My indiscreet heart longs for a sweetheart that I left in old Monterey. Well, thank you, folks. Thank you.
Gang. And now, Big Jack Little, have you anything to say?
Not much, Chuck Harris, except I hope everyone enjoyed our get-together of Western music and song. Before you put on the finishing touch, I'd like to say so long and take care of yourself.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.